הקדושה, אלה המשפוטים אשר תוסים לפניהם, these are the משפוטים שהוא place in front of כלל ישראל, כסכנה עבד עברי, שישונים, לעבוד, ובשביעיס יצא לחופשי חינוך. He shall work for 6 years, sitting the Evan Ivory, Sheishonim Yavoy, Uvashvi is Yetzi Lachov Shechina. The 7th year he goes out free. The Torah Akdoisha starts off the Eile HaMishpatim, and these are the Mishpatim. Asher Tosim Lifneihem, you shall place in front of Klal Yisrael. Why the Vav Ve'Eila? Rashi comments in the first Rashi in the Parasha. Doesn't say Eila HaMishpatim Ve'Eila with a Vav HaChibur connecting it. Teach us Ma'Eilu Misinai Af'Eilu Misinai, just like the first ones we discussed Parashas Yisro was beforehand, were Sinai the Kalachas, so too we're going to discuss this Parasha is Sinai the Kalachas. Sinai de Kalachas. The first question that I want to ask, is what's the connection to Sinai? What are we talking about Sinai? Sinai. Let's say this is part of the Torah. What's the meaning of the Sinai over here? What is the emphasis on the Sinai? The Sinai Desert. I know some guys take a trip down there. But what's the emphasis in the Rashi that we're talking about Sinai? The second thing that we want to ask is, Lamaisa, the Torah is talking about the Mishpatim, the Heluk of Mishpatim. And the first of the Mishpatim, and Farshim asked this question, what is the first of the Mishpatim? Kisikna Evid Ivri Sheishonim Yahavoy Vashvias Yesilachov Shechina. This is the parasha that we just wanted to start off with the Mishpatim of the Torah, but it's the Halak of Mishpatim. The Mishpatim of the Torah, which we're saying is from Sinai, the first one we want to discuss is the degradation of man and the person that sold into slavery. He sold into slavery for stealing. And he has to work for 6 years to pay it off. And in the 7th year, he goes out free. All these halachas. What is the pshat? We discussed the halachas of the Eved Ivri. Needs beer. But Mr. Forsh asked that question right away. That why, after we tell him, why when we discuss the Mishpat, we should start off with the Eid of Chassadim and the Chesed that we do. We should discuss the Eid of how the greatness of Klal Yisrael, how in Kesef Tal Des Ami, and then later on in the Parsha, how we have to lend money to people, to Chesed with people. And here we're discussing about Evan Ivries and that's what we start the parasha with. Right in the parasha of Boisai, at the end of the 6th year of Boisai, so what happens? He goes out free after the 6 years finished, the 7th year, he goes out free. The Torah tells an interesting thing, that let's say after the seventh year coming up, he says to his master, in Omo Yoimar Ha'evet, the master will say, I love my master, I love my new wife, I love my new family. I'm not going out free anymore. I'm not going out free. So the Torah tells a very, very interesting practice that we do. You take him to the judges. You take him to the doorway. Or either the doorway. Or into the the what's it called? The posts. And Verotza Adonov as Odo as Osno Bar Matze, he takes a certain type of instrument and he pierces the ear of Isa. Don't get any idea. He pierces the ear of this Eved. No tongue pierces, doesn't say anything about that of it. But he pierces the ear and Lamaisoi Vavodoilo Oilam is his Eved for him. Very, very interesting practice, Rabbi Isa. Very interesting. You take him to the doorway. Take his instrument, make a piercing in his ear, a hole in his ear, and va'avodoy lo'olam, he is his servant forever. So Rashi comments, Chazal, we pierce the ear. Why are we piercing this ear, Rabbi Isa? What's the end of piercing the ear? This guy's not going to town. We don't have to pierce his ear. Not going to any bar, there's no ear piercing. The reason why are we piercing his ear for? So the Chazal tells the Pelag, the Machlokes in the Gemara, says that the Chazal is Omar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Says the Hilik Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Oizin, Zois, this ear, Sheshoma al Har Sinai, Loisignoiv, that he heard on Har Sinai, do not steal. V'holach v'gonav, he went and he stole. Teirotza, pierce it. Pierce it, man. This ear that heard on Har Sinai, he heard the Ten Commandments. He was standing there, and he heard clearly, Lo yisignoiv. And he went and he stole. Let's go out and pierce his ear. You could steal. After you do such a thing, pierce it, man. Let's pierce that ear to show that the ear is not whole. It didn't hear properly. Oizin Shoshoma Asira Kilib in the Yisrael. That's one pshat. Another pshat is he sold himself. The Oizin that heard on Asira Kilib in the Yisrael Avodim, and he went and was called on the last Motei Rotz. He went and he required a man because Machlokas. What are we talking about? Are we talking about a guy who stole and was sold because he didn't have money to pay back? We're talking about a guy who sold himself into slavery. Either person, we have a taina. The always in that hurt. And I see it, don't steal. Pierce it. He went and stole. The only that heard that you're my servants. He went and stole. Pierce it. The boy said, Pliatsuma Shein Kamoyu. First kash. It's a bit of a pella. At the end of the day, Rabbi Isai, everybody learned last week's parsha. There were 10 commandments. And one of the 10 commandments was, don't steal, Rabbi Isai. But there's a big mistake everybody knows that nothing has nothing to do with taking money. We learned over the end. Loisignoiva of the Aseres of Difference is talking about don't take somebody. Don't take somebody. Don't kidnap somebody. I hope everybody learned Rashi last week, Parsha, and realized there's some mistake going on over here. The Loisignoiva of the Aseres of Difference is not stealing money. Because Rashi is machriach to us. He convinces us, he teaches us it has to be that way, because all he says that did was Yechai Misa for. If a person steals money, he is not Chai Misa. So he says that this has nothing to do with stealing money. It's talking about going into the Fashis. It's going into the Fashis. So what in the world is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai saying? The always in that herd on Har Sinai. Don't steal! And he went and stole! That's the Shaykh. The Oizen heard on Har Sinai. Don't steal! Don't kidnap! Don't kidnap! He went and he took 5 shekels from the guy into his room, here for the bus. He went to somebody's room on the shelf, 10 shek. He stole it! No problem. pay it back someday. Someday, yeah. Anyway. So he stole. Stole money. Oh, we got you. You heard of Asina, don't steal. Yeah, I heard Asina, don't be a kidnapper. You went and stole. What's the connection? What's going on with the doctor? That's the first kasha. Second kash, which I, just hit me right now, Rabbi Sai, is that why did anybody else ask this kash? But besides that, a third kash I have is the Maisa. Why don't we do this by all the things in the Aseret HaDibros? Or isn't Shoshama Har Sinai? Let's say a guy, if Har Shoshama goes and kills somebody. Or isn't Shoshama Har Sinai that don't kill? You want to kill, we should pierce his ear, or we kill him, okay. We have a different oynish, okay, but by the end of the day, what's happened is all that Davis did, that we see Sashay Mashav, and always the Shomar HaSinai, what's it called? All of them, they're all Davis. What is that for the signal? Right, oh, another kasha, very good. Kasha, everybody asks, very good. Everybody asks, L'choyer the oizen, that the kasha is a very good kasha. That's another kasha. A third kasha, why if the 40s? Because he held on her seat that he went and stole, so do it right away by the slavery. Right away when he starts off, they should sell him to slavery and give him to it. Oh, see? That's a kasha before Shemir, it's very good, Joe. First, we ask that kasha also. We add it to the shmuz also. Boys in Sheshoma, Har Sinai, Boys Signoi, and he went and stole. Okay, so Pierce is here right away, ready to go to slavery. Boom, came to the door, smashed his ear. And Signoi, that can go steal. Why are we waiting until after 7 years? There's another kasha in the parasha that I want to discuss, and we'll get to the answers now. Later in the parasha has a very interesting knach over here. The pasuk says like this, a little bit further on. Umakei aviv v'imo mosu mas. The person that hits his parents, he gets killed. The goyin of ishu mechoroi, he goes ahead and he steals a person and sells him. And then seviyodam mosu mas. Kidnapping, what we have there says a divtaka. You kidnap somebody, this is a yodai, moishumas. Um, the kalal, all of the imoi, moishumas. You curse your parents, moishumas. Very, very interesting that the pasuk of the Gaon of Ish is in the middle of that. If you were writing the Chumash, I put those things together. Why in the middle of, right in the middle of those two psukim, it says, you hit your parents, moishumas. You steal a person and you sell him, moishumas. If you curse your parents, what's that pasuk doing in the middle there? It's not in the sequence. L'chorah, right? You write about all the things you do to your parents to get more human. Then write something else. It happens to be if somebody kidnaps a person, and then we find him in his possession, we kill him. Why in the middle between the two psukim do we have that? Rabban, unfortunately, is this kasha will not be able to show. We have a gevaldik yisoy rabbosai, a gevaldik yisoy in this parasha, which is so important for everybody to know rabbosai. This week's rabbosai, if everybody knows, is coming parasha shkolim, a very important parasha, but the parasha shkolim, everybody had l'chor is a mitzvah, at least the rabbonah, to hear parasha shkolim, if not the raisa. Parasha shkolim. L'chayra, the yisoid of Parshas Shkolim is talking about very, very, very choshev a yisoid. The etzem, we know the Ian, everybody gives a half a shekel. Everybody talks about the half a shekel, that we have to, the achdus, we're not a shekel ourselves, that we need the what's it called? We need you need somebody else in order to be I'm complete. That's this nature of a yid. They can't do it alone. Torah is dikas b'chabura. Everything is taka together. Achdus. As we know. But the ma'isa, at the end of the day, there is taka nodi gevalik yisoid in the inyan of what's it called? The inyan of shkolin, the pasha shkolin. Every single human being, every single being, at a certain age, gives a shekel to the Samigdash and to help to buy the Karbonas HaTzibur. But that just bought Stamazoi. Everybody gives a shekel towards it. There is Mechuyev in it. What's the story that Pasha Shkolim represents for it? Besides the fact, obviously, of the Ian that supporting Torah, supporting Yiddishkeit, how the Torah talks about, and we bring out in a very, very high, in a very, very chashuv way, the Ian, that people have to donate to the Beis HaMikdash, have to be involved, have to give from themselves towards helping the cause, and that's the Metzias, the Klai, everybody of Klai Yisrael has to participate in the fact of bringing Ruchnius to the world. But there's another Yisrael that we want to bring out, that's Nogea, this Yisrael of the Shmuz, which is so important for us to understand what is happening. Ma'ela ha-mishpotim asher tosim b'fneyem ma'elu mi-sinai af-elu mi-sinai. What's the Yisrael of Yisrael? We see it also emphasized again, Oysen she-shumas al-sinai. We say in our Agada, Ilu kirvonu lifnei har Sinai, v'loi nosan lono esat Torah dayenu. And the Mephoshim asked the question, very, very interesting, if Hashem brought us to har Sinai and did give us the Torah, it would have been enough. What does that mean? I mean, the whole tach was to come to har Sinai, was to receive the Torah. How can we say, it would have been enough if Hashem brought us to har Sinai and did give us the Torah? As the Mephoshim say, that the ancient fact that we stood at Har Sinai and the whole awesomeness of the event, the Yerushalayim, and the closeness to Hashem that we achieved at Har Sinai, even without the Torah, it was a tremendous enough event to have a big impact on our lives. But I want to say another connection was made. And that is that at Sinai we became a nation. We became a mamleches koyinim v'goy kodosh. Meaning at Sinai, it was brought out the distinction that a yid is a different name, mitzius, that yidin are a higher class, that we have a chashivas that no other nation has. Chazal say, Sloma nikwa Sinai, sheyolda sina l'umo yisra'oilam. That anger, jealousy, went to umo yisra'oilam. Because at Sinai, standing under the mountain, becoming God's people, standing by that mountain of Sinai, in the awesomeness of the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that no one in the history of the world saw such revelation. So the positive was an ator reisoladas. Hashem who Elokim ain't only mivadoi. Hashem opened up the heavens. We saw Hashem yisbarach shemoi aviyachem. Ator reisoladas. The seven heavens opened up. Hashem revealed Himself to us. The yisoid was that Chai Yisrael in the mice from Sinai got the chashivos, got to understand that we are a tremendous nation. We are somebody so special, so unique, such a chashiv nation. Sinai was an experience that uplifted us to a different level of existence and made us sorim amlechas koinim v'goy kadosh. We became ministers. We became princes. We became the highest level of man. But we say always that there's different levels of existence in the Yabriya. You have the doyman and animate. You have the plant life, vegetation. You have the animal kingdom, and you have the people that speak. The human race is a fifth level. The Yid. And when was that fifth level came into existence? By Sinai. When we became a Mamlech HaSkoyin and Begoy Kodosh, we became a different level of existence. We became the nation of God. We became a Mamlech HaSkoyin and Begoy Kodosh. Ve'eila ha-mishpotim ha-shatosim b'fneihem. The Yisoid of Parashas Mishpotim of Hoysayim, all the mitzvahs of Mishpotim, Opin Ol Nachaveva, is to bring out that we have a higher level of existence. And we have to live on a different level plane because we're chashuv. And we have to be more careful in how we damage people. As the Tosfos says in Baba Kama, more than a person should be careful not to get hurt, he should be careful not to mazik somebody else. That by us, shaming somebody is like killing him. Because we're a different level of existence. We're a human race that's not the same human race as the Goyim of us. You're a level of a priesthood. You're Goy Kodesh. You're so choshev. The Torah wants to emphasize this. The power of Sinai. By teaching us that when a Eved is sold into slavery, all the dinim that applied, the chashivas that we have to treat him, but more so, the lesson that he has to learn, the disciplinary lesson he has to learn, that what's not his is not his, and to understand that there are boundaries. And each person has their own level of existence. And each person is choshev in their own right. And each person has a tafkid. And by stealing, it's not just a matter of taking someone's possession. It's entering into his boundary. It's taking away his chashivos. It's taking away what's allotted to him. His portion. He sickna Evan Ivri. Sheish on him Yavoit. Those 6 years that he's living by you. We teach him the lesson. That what yours is yours. And what his is his. And do not enter into his boundaries. Keep your boundaries. Be machshav who you are. Be master of what you have. Everything that's allowed to you is supposed to be for you. And that's your tafkin. And that's who you are. And what's allowed to him is his. And we teach him that. The sort of slavery is not a punishment. It's a disciplinary act to teach him that everybody has their mokoi. Everybody has their place. Everybody has their chashivas. Everybody, what's allowed to them is theirs. And what's allowed to him is his. And never the twain shall meet. There's a boundary between us. Be happy with your chashivas. Don't look to the other person. What he has. He has more, he has less. Look at yourself. Be happy with yourself. Be machshir yourself. Once I start looking to the, yeah, that person, I lose out, I go down, and I degrade my real existence. Oizen sheshomas al har Sinai leisignoiv lepoisa. I want to say a pshat. The oizen that heard on har Sinai, do not steal. That's kidnapping. What does it have to do with Gneiva? Why is that ear? Whoa. And why is the only ear after 7 years? Why not right away? The answer is gavaldik. A person was meant to be a prince. A person was meant to understand that he's choshuv, that he's unique, that he has his own existence, that he's special to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's a prince. He goes ahead, he sells himself in this life. He goes ahead, he robs somebody. He's jealous. He needs money. He robs somebody. He goes into somebody else's boundary. He takes away somebody else's chashivas. He's degraded himself. He's put himself down. This is not who you are. You're not a person that goes and takes from somebody else. You have your own chashivas. You have your own existence. You're chashiv bi'atzmacha. A person who does that, a person who goes ahead and lowers himself to rob somebody else, to take from his portion, to enter into his boundaries, that person has a serious issue. For if he was machshir himself, for if he understood who he is, for if he understood his potential, for if he understood that whoever he is, he's choshev in his outright, he doesn't need to go into somebody else's possessions. He doesn't have to go after somebody else's chelek. He's choshev in his own right. If he truly believed that, if he truly was machshev himself, this would never occur. So now we give him 6 years in slavery. As an eved, you sold into slavery to go pay back. But in that slavery, as we know, there are dinim, that you have to treat him like a prince also. If you have one pill, the Gemara says in Kedushin, you have to give it to your eved. You can't work him too hard. He has to know his hashivas. One lesson we teach him, that if he has children from the eved Knaini, they go to the master to teach him to enter. You have your own lot in life. You have your own tafkid. You have your own chashivas. Don't try to take from somebody else. Once you do that, you're showing that you don't believe in your own chashivas. You don't believe in your own self. You need to go and to take from somebody else's lot. So we teach him that lesson very seriously. But after 6 years, he's supposed to come to the realization through the covet of the other, and through the fact that what's yours is yours, that you are chashiv etzem. He goes ahead and he asks, I want to be vita, a slave to somebody else. I want to be subjugated to somebody else still. You know what that means, Rabbi Yisrael? That means he's missed the boat. He's missed the plot. That means he doesn't realize who he really is. He's not an eved. He's not a servant. He's a prince. What's he doing in slavery? It's a small, short lesson to teach him. You don't need to go into another person's lot. You have your own world. But if he doesn't learn that lesson, and he continues in this way, that ear that heard of our Sinai, don't kidnap! And he went and he stole. And he continued in the Mahalach that he wants to remain in Eved and in the Matzah of a Ganav. He's kidnapped himself. He's a loisignaivu. The makar of his geneva is he's kidnapped himself. He's a goinev the foshois. Which nefesh has he stole? His own nefesh. His own tafkid. You're not supposed to be an eved. You're not supposed to be a servant. You're supposed to be a prince of Hashem. And Eved Hashem, the prince. What are you doing in slavery? What are you doing with a shifcha kindness? A hafti as adoini. A hafti, I like my master. I like to be a servant to a man. I like my wife and Eved a shifcha kindness. I like my children. You like these avodim. You want to live a life of an Evet to a human. This is a low life. That's not who you are. You're in Bnei Yisraelim. You're a Menachas Karmic like Kadosh. You're the most choshev in the Bria. You want to be a lowly Evet? You're a Karmic Nefashos. You're a kidnapper. Who'd you kidnap? You kidnapped yourself. You kidnapped who you really are. You kidnapped your Hashivas. Oizen Shoshamas. The ear that heard, don't kidnap. And he went and stole. He went and lowered himself. And now he's continuing that degradation of being a slave who sold to pay back for stealing. That oizen has to be all. That oizen has to be punctured. That oizen has to be taught a lesson. You didn't hear that. Don't kidnap. What's going on yourselves also? Umaki ovi v'imoi moishumos. We're going to be ishu mechoroi. Nimsa v'yodem moishumos. Makal ovi. We asked, what is the connection? The two psukim. They're broken up in between the Goyim and the Rambam brings up high going. How is it possible for a person to curse his parents? I guess in this generation we only ask that question. How is it possible for a person to hit his parents? How's a chayich? Know what the Rav High Gon says? Zokrab High Gon, it's only chayich. If you have the middle pasuk, the Goyim Ish. The Mechora, this kid was kidnapped as a child. He was taken away from his parents. He doesn't know his identity. Such a person can curse his parents. Such a person can hit his parents. That's why that puzzle is in between the ones that. To teach us that only a person who loses their identity, who he really is, that a child can curse his parents. Any person who really understands who he is, that he is an outgrowth. He's the offspring of these parents. Because as we spoke this week, he's only in existence because of his parents. They gave him everything, but he was stolen as a child. He was taken away. He never understood the chashivas of his identity. He's shayach, the curse for himself. Zel being soiber by himself. A person is kidnapped. He loses his identity. When a person goes into slavery, is taken away. What he's stolen, I'm sorry, from somebody, from his brother, he's kidnapped. A human being is kidnapped. You know why this is a chiv nisa? Somebody's kidnapped. You got him back, it's a terrible thing, kidnapped. You killed. You had an adultery. Okay, you kidnapped, you took him away, now you brought him back. No, and then so the other human, nothing happened to the kid anymore. Why? I just did a person killed, you have to kill him to the death. A person committed adultery, the wife is now asa to her husband forever. There could be other ramifications. She did her terrible. Okay. The Maisa can never be retracted. That's what the Kasha, how does Juba work? Well, you stole somebody. Okay! You stole him. Say you stole a kid, you kidnapped him, you want a ransom, didn't work, the police caught you, you gave him back. Kill him! Kill the Ghana! Kill him? Why? What happened at the end of the day? The kid is now, was here, he's now back at home, eating Cheerios. The kid's back at home, he's eating his favorite breakfast, live cereal, with his Aunt Jemima's pancakes, his mom made. Nice syrup, pass the syrup. He's digging into his pancakes with the butter on top. Kill them, God, kill the kidnapper. What are we killing a kidnapper for? Stole this kid's identity. When he was a kid, he was a child, he was taken away. He lost his identity. Somebody who loses identity is something that is detrimental for the guy's life. That's how a child can call his parents. And that's how a child can come to call his parents. Person loses, doesn't realize who he is, doesn't realize where he comes from, doesn't understand that, what is his makeup, doesn't understand his potential. That is a catastrophe. A catastrophe! When a person wants to be an Evet, and he can be a prince. When a person wants to be a lowlife, it's part of the expression, and he can be a godor. It's not just oy nebuch, it's a catastrophe, it's murder. Because we don't realize or appreciate the potential of every human being. And I think that's the yisoid, maybe another yisoid in Parashas Shkolim, Rabbi Yisai. Every male, he has to be a certain age. But I don't care who he is. Yankel Pfefferkorn. He sells cheese. He makes cheese in Safat. Yankel Pfefferkorn, all he does all day is makes cheese. And that Yankel Pfefferkorn, he has to come up to the base of Big Dush and bring his half a shekel up. And his half a shekel is the same as Rav HaGoyim. The Rav HaGoyim, the Rav, the Gadol HaDor. Little Yankel Pfefferkorn with his ukulele. He comes up to Yerushalayim singing. And we're coming around the mountain when I come. And here he is walking up and eating cheese. And he walks up to Yerushalayim and here, who are you? And he's playing on his ukulele. And he says, here, I have a half a shekel. And right before him, in line, is the Gadol HaDor. Everybody's singing, I'm taking pictures. Reb Chaim Kanievsky's there. Can we just get a snap? And no one's taking a picture of Yankel Pfefferkorn's cheese. Holy as holy cheese. It's because it's made in Israel. And there's holes in it also. Cheddar cheese. And no one's even asking to take a bite of his cheese. And he's on next on line to give half a shekel for the kabbonis. Because he saw it as that same korban that's being mocked in a few months. From Klal Yisrael. Every member of Klal Yisrael is the most chashuv. No one gives more. You're more chashuv, you're less chashuv. No one gives more. The same people give that half a shekel. Because by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki li b'nei Yisrael heim. You are my nation. Mamlechus koyin in the goy kadosh. Every single one of you. And a person sells himself or steals has to be sold into slavery. He's kidnapped his own self. He's kidnapped his potential. This is the biggest tragedy. And this is the first thing. And I want this Hashem, Rabbi Yisai. The first thing. The person has to know. A Pesach HaRishon says the Shari Avoida, Rabbeinu Yoina, the first gateway to serving Hashem. Before we start about this Hashem, Eila Mishpatim, know who you are, know your worth. V'yakir, this is the first step in Avodas Hashem. V'yakir ma'alosu ma'alas avoisov. Know who you are, who your parents are, who your families are. V'dulosom, chashivusom, v'chibosom, etz HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yishtadal, v'yishchazei tomit. You should constantly strive. L'hamid afu ma'ilahu l'ishchazei kwa tomit. Always strive to establish them at the lofty level and conduct yourself accordingly. That's what a person has to do. The reason why we do all these low things of ourselves many times is because we don't realize who we are of ourselves. If a person would realize how chashuv it is, if it ain't Hashem of ourselves, how one mitzvah that we do, how Kadosh Baruch Hu kisses in us, especially this door, how everything that we do, Kadosh Baruch Hu is so machshiv, how Kadosh Baruch Hu cares about each and every one of us of Klal Yisrael, especially. We see Hashem Elokeinu, Hashkocha Prat is on each and every one of us. Hashem cares about us as a child of Hashem. So there's no reason to go, you did that terrible thing, you're a terrible person, you don't give a Musa like that. That's not that Musa we should give a guy. How could you do this? You're so harsh, you're so past this. You're so way past this. Not because you're a terrible guy for doing it. You're going to get Gehenna for doing it. That's not this raid, Rabbi Yisai. The raid is, you're so hush, you're way past it. You're a highest level that there is in existence. You see a human being, as we say sometimes, you see a human being, Rabbi Yisai, He's outside. He asks, can you bring me some dog food? He seems to get down on his fours. He's licking with his tongue the water. His tongue's going all in different directions. And then he says, bring on the Alpo. He says, come on. He starts barking. He says, come on, that guy. Lock him up. Send him to the first time. He needs help. Put him in the Xbox room with the fish. The animal room. We have a new animal room. Put him there. He makes noise like a dog. And another guy comes in. Also first. We send him first time. Starts meowing. Meow. You say, what? What in the world? What's going on here? How could it be? A guy is getting down on all fours. And licking a thing, how could it be? He's acting like such a mamish animal. How could it be? How could a human being lower himself so much? Barking. Mamish making noises like a dog, a horse. Sounds like a horse. How could it be? See another guy eating bananas all day, swinging from the trees. Dude, what is that guy? He's a monkey, a baboon. How could it be? See, some people go to the zoo and they start talking to the monkey, trying to act like the monkey, trying to follow the monkey. Instead of, you're supposed to look down to the monkey. It's a very nice thing to see. You don't start talking to the monkey like he's a monkey. Just following whatever the monkey does. See, he's a banana, he opens a banana. They eat together. They sing together. Together with the monkeys. He starts swinging from the trees. You say this guy's lost himself. He's lost it because they look down upon him. It's crazy. In the same way, everybody said, a yid that goes down level to act like a guy. He steals. He lowers himself to go steal from somebody else's possession. Not to be mash of that person for sure, and also treat yourself like a lowlife. You've kidnapped yourself. You've lowered your existence. You've shown that you yourself don't know who you really are. Send him into slavery. Teach him who he is. But after 6 years, come out and realize this is not who I am. I'm much different. My own person. I'm an Eved to Hashem, not to some Adoy, some who knows what. That's what we have to realize. This is the first step in Avodas Hashem. The Eilu Hamishpati. Know your Hashivas, to know who you are, to value yourself. There's no greater Avoda in Avodas Hashem, Rabbi Yisrael, to know the Erech Atzma. Rabbi Yonah writes it. Everything starts with that. The more a person feels good about who knows who he is, it's not just a pep talk. Okay, guys, feel good about yourselves. We are in the Shom Elokus, it's a Be'etzer, Rabbi side. We Yidin. Our great-grandfathers stood on Har Sinai. That's the Yidin of Oizim Shom Har Sinai. The Oizim that stood in that Maimon of Har Sinai with the spectacular Mamish occasion, and they heard that voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu bound, Mamish beaming and burning, and Mamish unbelievable, Koyel Hashem. That oizen, it's not Shayach, that wasn't uplifted. That oizen is a different oizen. So oizen is Shoshoma. That oizen could lower itself, go down, participate in the Maisa Neiva. The oizen is not Shayach. It's Medua. Oizen Shishon V'Holach. The Oizen also participate. Brisai. This is what we have to realize. We have to learn. We have to be machshev, our own selves. If not, it's kidnapped. We don't realize our true value, our true potential. To know ourselves. To know our godless. To know our milus. To think about our milus. The door is the door that's only contrary to the negative. We look at the negative. We're always looking at the negative in others, so in Mela, we're negative about ourselves. We always think we're no good, we're not good enough. And it's a toy, Skargoyle. We have a Neshama Elokus. with such a high level. What are we doing? Kidnapping ourselves. I can't get up for chakras. I can't do this. I can't do that. What do you, how can you not do it? You're a gargoyle. You have a neshama. That's elokus. You have power that you don't even can't even tap into, that you don't even realize. You can tap into and become somebody great. Don't kill it. Don't murder yourself. So many people, they go through life and they mamish shoot themselves in the foot. They walk around dejected all the time, walking around looking down upon themselves, looking in a way that like, no self-esteem, I don't feel good about myself. Why? Think about who you are. These parishes are supposed to make us think that we're the top of the world, and we are. Not just, you know, a nice thing to say. We as be'etzim are. Rabbeisai, ma'elo mi'sinai, we are the Mekabli Torah, as the Mefarshim say, every neshama was by Sinai, all of us. And if we can go out and steal and rob and lower ourselves to do the mamish lowly things of Oisai, there's a taina on us, Oizen Shishama al Harasinai. Let's understand who we are of Oisai, let's understand our Hashivas, every single one of us of Oisai. Every single one of us has a myriadic Hashivas of Oisai. It pains the heart to see Bachrim shooting themselves in the foot. Shooting themselves in the foot, not as murdering themselves, but it's that. We had a bez in the kulu, we have to take them and take them in for loisirtzach. They're murderers. Because with their machshoves and their maldibur and their maisa, they murder themselves. Do lowly acts, go to lowly places. You're not shaykh to that. You're so much more chashuv. Should be zeicher, to hear the oizen, to hear the koil. To hear the oizen sheshoma, b'seicha to be the mamleches koyanim, to leave in Israel, b'seicha that darug of Eiz Hashem will stand up in time of Mashiach and know each and every one of us that we attacker the most chashuv nation in the world, the nation that's mamleches koyanim.